Inside Sources.
Inside Sources.
America's voice of reason. Boyd Matheson. On Utah's home for elevated conversation. Inside Sources on KSL News Radio.
If you tune into national media today, you'll think most of the country is carefully and breathlessly watching the latest from the early proceedings in the trial of former President Donald Trump as it begins and jury selection gets underway in New York. This is day two. But beyond the headlines of everyone being there, and actually I think no one is there except for the media at this point in the program, the question is what impact, if any, will this have on the 2024 election? Let's begin.
Think you know the news of the day? Think again with Boyd Matheson on KSL News Radio.
Well, if you did tune into any of the major national news networks today, you would think that the only thing happening in the world is the trial that is underway. Jury selection is underway in New York in the case against former President Donald Trump in a hush money payment case. And as you look at that, we're not going to dive into any of those pieces of the puzzle. I want to start with the fact that we have to think again about that because that is not the news of the day for most Americans in most places, let alone the rest of the world. So the reality is about 20% of the country is even following the case in New York at all. Most Americans have tuned it out. So there's a few that are watching, and I would guess that the few that are watching are either those that are firmly, deeply rooted in the former president's camp, and those who are on the other end of the spectrum and are completely running against and making sure everything gets in the way of the former president becoming the president again. I think that's where that 20% of the country is made up. Everyone else got up and went to work today. Everyone else got up and day after tax day did a reassessment of the finances around the kitchen table. And so most Americans are not tuned into this. Will it have an impact on 2024? I think it will in the end. I don't think anything that takes place over the next 6 weeks is going to be a big game changer in terms of either the current president or the former president, because most people aren't watching and they're just not that tuned in. Now, should the former president be convicted, then the dynamics shift a little bit, not in a big way. They shift a little bit in a few key spaces. So often we try to look at voters as a monolithic group that march in lockstep. It just isn't the case. And so there will be a group of voters that will say, oh, he's being targeted. That pushes them into the Trump tent just a little bit more. And there will be many who will say, okay, he's been convicted. That pushes me out of the Trump tent and into the Biden camp or a third party. And so all of those are the things that I think are most likely to happen. It will be very small slivers of the voting public that will be swayed by this particular trial. The rest of the trials against the former president will, none of them are expected to see the light of day until we get into 2025. They've all been either pushed back or delayed, or they've gone through different motions. And none of those, I think, will have a real significant impact on what happens here in 2024. So let's start with the only little bit we're going to hit about what's going on, and that is earlier today, the former president gave some comments, as he is prone to do, walking in and coming out. He was walking in to day two of jury selection, saying he would rather be campaigning than in New York.
I should be right now in Pennsylvania, in Florida, in many other states, North Carolina, Georgia, campaigning. This is all coming from the Biden White House. They're using this in order to try and win an election, and it's not working that way. It's working the opposite way. Voters understand it. All you have to do is look at the polls. This is a shame trial.
So very much on message there for the former president. It is a grievance. This is a political maneuver, according to the former president. It's preventing him from campaigning. So he's trying to tie all of that together and to reinforce what he's been saying for a long time. None of that was new. That is part of the message. And I think part of what the former president has been doing has been just establishing this not only a grievance message, but it's also a victim message. And so you combine victimhood with a populist bent, a grievance populist bent, you end up with something that sounds like this is all a witch hunt. They're out to get me. And if they get me, they're coming after you. And that's kind of the strain that the former president has been using, both in his big public rallies as well as his social media communication. And he just reinforced that today as he was walking into the courtroom. I have been saying that the most troubling things for those in the former president's campaign sphere is that he has to be in the courtroom for the next 6 to 8 weeks. And that drains the two most priceless commodities to any campaign at any level, time and money. I would also add focus in the midst of that, time, attention, and dollars, because that's what a campaign is made up of. And if the former president is in a courtroom vast majority of the day on most days, he's not out campaigning. The former president is right. He won't be campaigning in Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, Nevada, Arizona, North Carolina, because those are going to be tricky. Now, it is interesting that in New York, in this particular court, they do take Wednesday off from court, and then, of course, the weekends. So the president will have 3 days a week from which to play, and then the evenings. He has hinted that he will be doing events in the evening. And so the interesting thing to me there, beyond the headlines, is that, look, this will continue to drain money. He's spending a lot of campaign cash on legal fees. So that puts him at a disadvantage with current President Trump, current President Biden, former President Trump, as the dollars and cents start to play out. And that will be even more crucial as we get into the fall. The other thing is just the attention. If you're in a courtroom 8 hours a day, you're not working on other strategies. You're not working on other things in terms of a race. And presidential races are grueling. They're grinding. They're very difficult. Anybody who's gone through any kind of campaign at any level knows it's tough stuff. And if you don't have your head in the game, you tend to make mistakes. You tend to get off message. You tend to lash out and do things that end up hurting the campaign rather than helping the campaign. Now, for the current president's perspective and what he's doing, he's, of course, trying to just stay out of the blast zone for most of this. He doesn't have to comment on it. I don't think he will. I think his surrogates will dance around it. They're not going to really lean in either. They really don't need to because, again, most of the country's not watching. I think what you'll see a lot of in terms of what President Biden is focused on, you'll see a lot of what I call Rose Garden campaigning, where he'll have VIPs, business leaders coming to the Rose Garden, or he will take the Rose Garden on the road where he'll be able to do official business from the White House, and then they'll tack on political events around that. It's a strategy that both Democrats and Republicans have used for decades and decades. Just taking the Rose Garden on the road, give somebody an award, sign a declaration, sign a bill into law, hold a hearing of some sort, and then tack on a whole lot of politics around it. And so that's a way to get around that. And obviously the president has a lot on his plate. And the things that he's going to be challenged with, I think, have far less to do with what is or is not happening in a New York courtroom and the former president. It'll have much more to do for the current president. What happens with inflation? What happens with the economy? And what happens on the world stage in Israel, in Gaza, in Ukraine, in Taiwan, in Russia, China, North Korea? All of those are going to be the things that will be the long game in terms of what happens between now and the first Tuesday of November. We'll be right back.
Think again on Inside Sources with Boyd Matheson.